Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jimmy Key. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth. The DH, Joe Vitiello. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting eighth. The second baseman, David Howard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Speyer. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Appier fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Key scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodwin for the out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. King reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 1, Royals, 1. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vitiello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hammonds hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Paquette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Paquette hits a line drive into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Dye reaches second base with a double. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speyer takes first base on ball 4. Dye moves to third. Howard moves to second. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bordick hits a line drive into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Hoyles moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops it up and throws to first, with Appiah covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Key fires to first and has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Bordick, who tags Bell for the out. 2 outs. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. King hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vitiello is 0 for 1 in the game. Vitiello hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paquette moves to second. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Anderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro strikes out. 1 out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appiah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Davis moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards first. King settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Hammonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vitiello is 0-for-2 in the game. Vitiello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 3, Royals, 3. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dye hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sal Fasano pinch hits for Tim Speyer. Sal Fasano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fasano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Sal Fasano now catching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodwin strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule pinch runs for Roberto Alomar. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Davis. The throw from Fasano and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Jason Jarcombe now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing second base. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. King is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. King hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 4, Royals, 4. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vitiello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vitiello takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Damon pinch runs for Joe Vitiello. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Paquette is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Paquette bunts between the mound and first base. Mills scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. Damon moves to second. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dye is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Dye hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Damon scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Armando Benitez now pitching. Sal Fasano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fasano is 0 for 1 in the game. Fasano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Bevel now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 3 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Dye fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Dye. Bordick moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Anderson is walked intentionally. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bordick scores. Anderson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 5, Royals, 5. Jamie Walker now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 4 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0 for 4 in the game. Goodwin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberts moves to third. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. King is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. King hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roberts tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.